From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery Sunday, claim major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the town of Bashika. It lies about 10 kilometers northeast of IS-occupied Mosul. Meanwhile, in the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem al-Jabour, who's leading the operations, said his forces await air support before continuing their advance.
Our troops in the small mountain here, they control plant power of electricity, but we received some order to stop here because we not have any air support.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the start of the Mosul campaign a week ago. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter held talks nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani Sunday. After meeting Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Saturday, Carter said Washington is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraq-led coalition. Carter met Friday with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and is seeking to ease tensions between Ankara and Baghdad over the presence of hundreds of Turkish fighters in northern Iraq. Cameroonian President Paul Biya Sunday pledged to investigate the cause of Friday's train accident that killed at least 70 people and injured hundreds more. He said the deep investigation will look into the causes of the accident. He also ordered hospitals to charge medical bills of the injured to the government and declared Monday a national day of mourning. This is VOA News.